Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Drive with Bob and Jeff. We're happy to be joined now by Sebastian Maniscalco, one of the hottest comics in the business right now, and he'll be in Wichita at the Orpheum Theater coming up on September 14th. Sebastian, you're on a roll right now. You're hot.
Yeah, it's been good. This is my first time coming to Wichita, so I'm looking forward to that. And we've been bouncing around the country on the Stay Hungry Tour. And when I'm in Wichita, it's going to be called the You Bother Me Tour, which is all new material from what people have been seeing on Netflix with the Stay Hungry special. So, yeah, it's been good professionally and personally. I got the little baby boy on the way June 16th and got a daughter just turned 2 years old. So a lot of material coming out of the Maniscalco home.
Well, you ought to be darn happy. Who the heck bothers you at this point in your life? Everybody?
Hey, you know what? I grew up in the northwest suburbs of Chicago and with a family that was constantly bothered, so that will never leave my blood. I'm always walking around shaking my head, either whether it's out and about in everyday life or looking on Instagram with another. If I see another person doing like a facial technique on Instagram, I'm going to throw the phone out the window.
Well, Sebastian, you have been working at this career for a long time. How long did it take you to become the hottest comedian out there?
Well, for me, it's a long, kind of laborious struggle. 1998 is when I moved from Chicago to Los Angeles. Started working at the Four Seasons Hotel for about 7 years while I was getting my feet wet with stand-up. And then 2005, I kind of broke through headlining comedy clubs after I did the Vince Vaughn Wild West Comedy Show. And each year, it's got progressively better for me, whether it be early on landing late-night talk show spots and then subsequently going on to do a Comedy Central special, Showtime special, Netflix, and then dipping my toe into the movies here this year has been it's been really fun ride. I mean, I got to tell you, it hasn't been easy. There's been points where, I'd be like, Jesus, is it ever going to happen for me? And with anything in life, you just got to be patient. You got to keep your head down and work it hard, and eventually, hopefully, you'll get opportunity.
Comedian Sebastian Maniscalco, our guest. Obviously, you're observant because your comedy is based on things that you observe. I would imagine you're also introspective. So what do you think was the turning point for you, Sebastian, where your career did take off and you started to become a hit?
The turning point for me was actually a Showtime special that I did, I think in 2014. I was debating on whether or not to leave this joke in there about going to an Italian wedding, because I thought I would pigeonhole myself as being some Italian comedian that spoke about only things Italian, but I left it in there, and I noticed that material that started to resonate with not only the Italian-American culture, but people who came from kind of an immigrant background and this kind of weird upbringing that, our parents instilled in us. My father was 15 years old when he came here from Sicily, and they brought some of that old world with him. And I noticed when it really started to turn was when I started talking about my family, my upbringing, the ins and outs of my marriage. My wife's Jewish, I'm Italian, and, the whole Catholic-Jewish thing and how that plays into our lives. So, yeah, there was a moment when I started talking about family, I'd say around 2013, 14, where I noticed people really started to resonate.
Well, Sebastian, now that you have moved out to California, do you still have the big family gardens like you had back in Chicago so you could all gather around to cook up those Sunday meals?
With the amount of land you could get here in California for the money, you barely have a chair you could sit out in your backyard. I mean, Chicago, we had it all. We it was like a farm in the backyard. You go out and get some cucumbers, tomatoes, and pick a peach from the tree, and you are set. But out here in California, there is no garden to speak of in my backyard, although I would love to get something once I get a bigger home.
Sebastian Maniscalco's You Bother Me Tour will hit Wichita at the Orpheum Theater on September 14th. I've got to ask you, you mentioned earlier that you've crossed over into movies. You were in Green Book, of course, which won the Academy Award. About the time you're here in Wichita, there will be a movie being released on Netflix, I believe, called The Irishman, directed by Martin Scorsese, starring Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, and many others. I get nervous just reading their names. What's it like to be in a cast with these people and being directed by arguably the greatest director of all time?
Yeah, these are like my Italian superheroes. And growing up, I watched every movie these guys were a part of. And then when I land a role in this gangster film playing a real-life character by the name of Joey Gallo, and my first scene is with De Niro and Pesci, to be honest with you, I was, you know, I had a lot of anxiety going into this just because this is not something I do on an everyday basis. You know, I'm a stand-up comedian night in and night out, and now I'm acting with arguably kind of the two best actors of our lifetime. And they were super gracious, though, really, really kind of walked me through everything. And I think there's a point in anybody's life is when they ask themselves, you know, are they good enough to be in a situation? And should I be here? And it was just like riding a bike. It was as soon as you got that first one out of the chamber, we were off and running. I really, really felt comfortable. So I'm so excited to see this movie. I haven't seen any of it. Even while I was shooting it, I didn't, you know, go look to see what I shot. I didn't do anything on that set. I didn't speak unless spoken to. I just didn't want to. I didn't know the method these actors used to get into character. So I just shut my mouth and stayed in a corner.
Well, Sebastian, you did one of the Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Drinking Coffee, and I really enjoy those when I watch all of them because you talk about, you know, besides the comedy you do, you talk about how you work with the audience and the setups and things like that. How long does it take to make one of those, considering they're usually around 12 to 14 minutes long?
The Comedians in Cars, how long did it take to shoot? It was about 6 hours bouncing around Los Angeles. We actually just did another one that's going to come out shortly, and it's Jerry and I riding scooters all over New York City. So I actually own a scooter, and he thought it'd be funny if we rode around New York City in a scooter together, or not on the same scooter, but separate scooters. But yeah, it's about 6 hour process. You bounce around all over the city going into this time we did Italian kind of theme. We went into Greenwich Village and went for some pastries, Italian sandwich and cappuccino. So yeah, it's fun to do. And Jerry's a great guy to hang out with.
Sebastian Maniscalco, our guest, along with KEYN's Jack Oliver. Doesn't hurt that Jerry Seinfeld has said you're his favorite comedian. I imagine that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, nice stamp of approval. I mean, here's another guy I grew up watching, not only his show, but his stand-up comedy, and basically he's been there, done everything that there is to do in stand-up, and really is a meticulous writer and trims a lot of fat off his comedy and uses every word to his advantage in his set. So to have a guy like that to kind of pick his brain and talk shop with arguably, again, one of the best that has ever done it, and then also have a personal relationship with him, go out to dinner, and you know, he invited me over to his home for a dinner with his wife. So great guy, and glad I got the chance to meet him 5 years ago.
Well, you got to be one of the hardest guys working out there these days, of course, because you're doing movies, you're doing voiceovers, you're doing stand-up, you're doing Netflix specials. How did you have time to write a book?
It took a while. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done, and it took about 3 years to do, and I didn't think I had a book in me. You know, growing up, I just thought books were reserved for ex-presidents and people who overcame, like, catastrophes or what have you. Like, what does anybody want to hear about a guy from Arlington Heights that came out to California to do stand-up? But as I reflected back on my life, I'm like, man, I got, like, some good stories that I can't really tell on stage that are really kind of long, and it would be best suited for a book in print. And I started to culminate the stories, and my wife and I kind of sat down and outlined kind of the last 20 years and told some stories about growing up and put it all together, and it ended up being a national bestseller, which I'm very proud of, but definitely one of the hardest things I've ever done. I'm not a writer in general. I don't write my own material in regards to sitting down in a room and coming up with funny stuff. It's just storytelling. It's like I'll go to a toddler group with my daughter, and I'll basically tell the story of what happened at Toddler Group on stage and kind of work it out as time goes on. But yeah, writing was definitely a difficult task.
Back to the movie The Irishman, because I love movies. I love comedy too, but I can't wait to see this movie. It's based upon the disappearance and presumed death of Jimmy Hoffa. Frank Sheeran is played by Robert De Niro. He claims to have killed Jimmy Hoffa in this movie. Al Pacino plays Jimmy Hoffa. You play Crazy Joe Gallo, which must indicate that you're a little wacko in this movie. Am I right?
I'm a little off, yeah. I'm crazy, but in a way that's a little subtle. There's not a lot of information on Crazy Joe Gallo as far as what I came up with. What I wanted to see is kind of how the man moved, how he kind of behaved, and there's not too much on the internet about Joe, but talked to some people kind of closest to the situation. They gave me as much information as they could, and I incorporated that into playing the character. And again, it's funny with acting, you really don't even know how you did. With comedy, it's immediate. You do a joke. If they laugh, you know it's good. If they don't, you know it sucks. With acting, I don't know. You know, I don't know if the performance is worthy or if it's a dud. But it's definitely something different to get used to, jumping into the acting world when you're coming from, you know, live audiences.
Well, we appreciate your time, and I'm sure you did very well, Sebastian. Thanks for joining us, and good luck on your current tour and the tour that you'll be on here in Wichita coming in September. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, and I'll see you in Wichita.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.